You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change is damaging humans' health, with the effects expected to only worsen if immediate action is not taken. That's according to the respected medical journal The Lancet's new Countdown on Health and Climate Change report, which had a chapter on Australia published in the Medical Journal of Australia. Dr. Ying Zhang is a University of Sydney lecturer and the co-author of the MJA Australia chapter, along with colleague and data scientist in epidemiology Ivan Hannigan. Dr. Zhang says Australia will be particularly impacted by climate change as the intensity of weather-related disasters increases.
We have found that increased exposure to extreme weather events, including heat waves and bushfires. And we found the Australia is vulnerable to climate change. And unfortunately, very little has changed since our last report in adaptation to the adverse exposures. And there's also a lack of federal government leadership in fighting against climate change.
The report highlights the continued burning of fossil fuels has resulted in an increase in dangerous air pollution levels. That's resulted in 2,600 premature deaths of children in 2016 alone. With air quality expected to continue to deteriorate and respiratory problems to increase unless coal is phased out. Rising temperatures will also impact food production, result in more infectious diseases, and worsen the mental and physical health of Australians. Impact's President of the Climate and Health Alliance and Australian National University Senior Fellow, Dr. Liz Hannah, says the health sector is already feeling.
We're finding heat deaths are increasing, and people think it's only the young or the very old, but it's everyone in the community, certainly more of the old and more vulnerable. But we're also finding the mental stress for farmers and the people living in drought, the problems that happen once your income falls away when you've suffered a climate catastrophe, that has long-term effects.
The report comes as New South Wales and Queensland experienced catastrophic bushfires earlier in the year than usual. Dr. Zhang says climate change isn't just increasing the number of bushfires, but the health effects caused by the blazes are endless.
The health impacts of bushfire include not only direct deaths and injuries, but also health conditions due to severe air pollution and exacerbations of your existing health problems, and also long-term mental problems after the natural disasters. Climate change will bring more catastrophic events that we cannot afford.
That warning is echoed by former fire and emergency service leaders from across the country who have united to call on the government to phase out fossil fuels. They, like the report's authors, say climate change is responsible for worsening fires. Former chief for the Tasmanian Fire Service, Mike Brown, says it is time the government listens to the experts and takes urgent action.
Listening to those that are informed and seeing what's happening across the landscape and listening to the science and responding to what's happening with climate change and taking action on the emission reductions across the country.
A call to action the federal government is dodging. Prime Minister Scott Morrison insisting it is inappropriate to discuss climate change while bushfires are burning.
The time to have those policy discussions are not in the middle of an operational response. Mm. And whether it's that or any other issue, it's not that people don't think those issues aren't important or need to be acknowledged, whatever issue we're talking about. It's that it just has got to focus all our efforts on the operational response. That's what people in the crisis areas need.
That's a reason Dr. Hana says isn't good enough, with the health sector, along with scientists and emergency service personnel, pushing for climate action. She says climate change is not a problem which can be ignored any longer, and as a nation, it is time to act.
It's now increasingly untenable for anyone to try to pretend that this is not climate change and that it's just a chance event and it will all go away. And those who are continuing to block it are literally hampering Australia's best interests, and that's not why we put people into government.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.